Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events most of all. Thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message. I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. We're a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. But before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our voice. Sounds a little modulated there. Well, it sounds a little weird to me today there. Alex, tell me if this sounds a little off to you or is it just me? That better? All right. Well, before we get into our intriguing content, our engineer du jour today, actually our guest host this morning, Deborah Sweet is with us. Welcome.
Woo! Welcome, welcome. Glad to be back. Thank you so much.
Glad to have you with us. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we are celebrating today. There are some, you know, there's always something to celebrate. And I like the idea that I am on the right side of the sidewalk looking down at the grass instead of up at the grass. There are some benefits to that. But I look at some of the things that are in the news as celebration items. And you just have to wonder sometimes, just because there are some odd things that we get celebrating. How about, I'm looking at this one, it is National Frog Jumping Day. I don't think I'd go for that one either. National Women's Checkup Day, that's a good one there. I think that happens on a regular, I hope it happens on a regular basis. Just throwing that out there. National Crouton Day. That sounds a little stale to me. Fruit Cocktail Day. I don't even know if anybody even has. Anybody have fruit cocktail anymore? I think that one's about a dead item. I'm talking about that. The canned fruit in the sugary syrup. Yeah, it probably does a lot for your waistline.
I got a bad feeling about this.
But having beaten anorexia, my waistline is not the issue we are celebrating. Ready for this one? I think we got a drum roll here. National Apple Pie Day. You'd have thought that that would have been somewhere like right around the start of baseball season, maybe Thanksgiving time. But May 13th is National Apple Pie Day. You just got to wonder about that. But I guess on a day like today, if you are a market trader, you're probably looking for anything that can cheer you up. The Dow Jones Industrial Average,
I got a bad feeling about this.
Down 607 points.
Ow!
S&P 500, down almost 69 points.
Ow!
Oil, down 34 cents a barrel. Even gold, gold's up 11. NASDAQ, are you ready for this one? Now, this is where it really gets scary. NASDAQ, 257 points down. Not a good day to be in the markets. Well, why is that happening? It's all got to do with China. And I thought I heard every once in a while we get President Trump will call in and gives us a little bit of his commentary. And we know one of his favorite words, I think if we can get sometime.
China.
Yeah, see, can you imagine that the board even preempts the president?
China.
Yeah, I think I know what he is going to say.
You're fired.
Yeah, China. Not a good news. Not good news in China right now. There are the trade talk. Well, I guess the trade non-talks. They were talking. They're not talking right now. That's the issue. China said that they're going to increase tariffs on $60 billion worth of our goods. Does it matter? I'll tell you why it does not mean a whole heck of a lot. No one's going to talk about this, but I will share this perspective with you. No one, like I say, no one else is going to tell you this, but you'll hear it first here on Ron Siegel Radio. But the trade talks, they have broken down. We added tariffs to $200 billion of their goods. We brought them from 25%, but from 10% to 25%. China says they're going to add tariffs on our goods, $60 billion worth, as of June 1st. What do you think the President of the United States will do then? Do you think he may add tariffs on another? There's still $300 billion worth of our goods that have not, of goods coming into the U.S. from China that have no tariffs been added to them. $300 billion still available for the president to put tariffs on. Do you think he's going to do anything with that? I'm going to suggest he might. He's a negotiator, so all of this, I'm sure, is part of the negotiations, part of the ploy of what the president's his plans are. We'll just watch what's going on. But here's the issue, and I'm going to tell you again that nobody else is talking about this. There have been tariffs added already to the U.S. We've put tariffs on Chinese goods. Now, when we put tariffs on Chinese goods, well, that means the price should go up in the U.S. If the price goes up in the U.S., doesn't it stand to reason that we would see increases in prices, right? Prices go up, there should be an increase in prices. That means inflation. But we don't have any inflation. So how could that be? With no inflation, but the prices are going up, how does that work? Well, the part that nobody's talking about is China is a Russian or a communist country.
China?
Yeah. In a communist country, where does the money go to? Well, it goes to the federal government. Who does the pricing? Well, the federal government is involved in a lot of that. Not all of it. I mean, I've dealt with China for a lot of years, or Chinese companies where the government really controls them, but they let somebody else think they're in control. But as China continues to have these tariffs coming from the U.S., the Chinese economy is slowing. Prices are not going up. Why is that? Well, the government is absorbing the money. The government is absorbing those tariffs and not passing the pricing along to the U.S. market. How long can that happen? Well, today we heard something new. Now, we've known this for a long time, but we are hearing this relatively early, a first time now. China says that they might start selling some U.S. treasuries. Why would they want to sell U.S. treasuries? Well, it's telling you that the tariffs are working. Right, they've got to come up with money because they're not collecting money. They're not increasing the pricing. They don't have pricing flexibility. There's no elasticity, they call it, in the world of economics. So they're not able to continue that. Where do they get their money to operate? Well, they might have to start selling some of the U.S. treasuries. Who buys U.S. treasuries? Well, anybody that wants a safe, secure investment. But did you notice that about 2 months ago, the Federal Reserve of the United States said they're going to start buying U.S. treasuries? They had stopped buying them as part of quantitative easing. But they came out and said, well, starting in May, yes, that was a couple of weeks ago, we are going to start buying back U.S. treasuries in the same proportion that we own them. So if a 10-year treasury matures or is paid off, they're going to buy 10-year treasury. If a 30-year bond is paid off, they're going to buy a 30-year bond. Well, when China decides they're going to start selling them, guess what? Guess who's going to be buying? Oh, yeah, it'll be the U.S. Federal Reserve. Well, where is that interest not going to have to be paid to? Yes, you guessed it.
China.
Yeah, they're not going to get that interest money. So will it hurt the U.S.? Maybe a little bit, but not a whole heck of a lot, because it's hurting China more. And they're going to have to start doing something about it. Now, you can take a look and see right now what some of the numbers that many of us are looking at. We are looking at mortgage-backed securities on a regular basis. We look at the U.S. 10-year Treasury. What's happening with the U.S. 10-year Treasury? Well, it's been going up. I told you last week I anticipated about a 2.35 yield on the 10-year treasury. That was when we were at about 2.48. Have you looked at what the U.S. 10-year treasury is doing this morning and what the yield is on the U.S. 10-year treasury? Now, I'm just a radio guy, you know, so what would I know about any of these things? Oh, yeah, the U.S. 10-year treasury is at 2.396. Did we hear that anywhere before, that we might be getting down to about 2.35? Has anybody mentioned that? Now, you're not hearing that in the Lame Street media. You're not hearing that on MSNB Hee-Haw. They're still worried about Russian collusion, and they're worried about obstruction of justice. They're not talking about the real obstructors. But, you know, Attorney General Barr might get to that soon. But we're looking right now, 2.396 on the 10-year Treasury. I still look at about 2.35, 2.36 is where our next level of significant resistance is. There is a little bit of a barrier at 2.37 that we'll be watching to see what happens there. I'll tell you in the next segment what is happening on the Fannie Mae 30-year bond, because if you're thinking of buying, selling, refinancing, maybe a little debt consolidation, you want to get out of that high interest rate credit cards. Maybe you want to get out of some of those high interest rate car loans. Maybe you want to restructure your household debt and cut time off of your payments. Well, the Fannie Mae bond, the mortgage-backed securities, those bonds are going up. When the bond goes up, interest rates go down. That's kind of what we like to see when we're dealing with some of these different markets. Just throwing that out there for you. You've heard it first on Ron Siegel Radio. Now, I'm looking here at some of the news things that comes out. Love listening to White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow. Now, he did come to the White House from CNBC. Got to give him a little break for that one. But they expected China to retaliate after the last round of tariffs. You didn't think the president, you didn't think his advisors knew that that was coming? You don't think it was planned? I'm going to even tell you that I have an idea, and I have no inside information on this. Watch the G20 summit that's coming up soon. That will be where we'll hear our next major round of news will come out of the G20 summit. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, marketing. We like to talk about marketing with Deborah Sweet. We'll also talk a lack of inventory continues to impact the housing market. 7 personal finance trends you should know about. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate exchange without notice, licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990 or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. In the Mortgage Minute today, being brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs. They've got the products for you. Now is the time to be looking at real estate. It is one of the best investments out there. It is might not be the time, might not be a bad time to look at the Dow Jones down 608 points as we speak right now. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I mean, the S&P is down 69, NASDAQ down 254. I'm going to tell you right now, one of the things that you want to always be ready for if you are an investor in the market is buying opportunities. U.S. economy is doing great right now. I know that Kamala Harris and the other loons don't want you to think that. Was it Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez? I mean, I don't know what she knows about the markets, although she tells everybody she does. Bartender by day or by night and U.S. congressperson, financial advisor by day. I don't know about that one. It's just a little bit odd to me, but when the market's down 600 points, buy. That's when you really want to be buying. Unless you think the U.S. is going to Venezuela or something like that, you want to always have some money available for buying opportunities. If you own a lot of long stocks, call your financial advisors today. Ask them about selling calls, covered calls against them. Safest investment in the market is a covered call. People don't want to ever talk about that because they don't understand them. But I also am looking at the 10-year Treasury, 2.396 right now. Fannie Mae, 30-year bond up 14 basis points. That is good news for home mortgage rates. Just get out there and look at those things and take a look at your family finance. I have a gentleman that I've been talking to, and he and I have worked together. I've consulted with him quite a bit. And we look and say every time there's a possibility of us lowering his household debt, blended interest rate, right? What you have as a home loan rate is totally irrelevant. He told me he had a rate of 3.75, but his blended household interest rate weighted is 5.87. So does 3.5 mean anything? When we restructured his finances, he was able to save $900 a month by raising the interest rate. Tell me if that means something to you. 3.5% interest rate or $900. What can you use to get into Disneyland? I don't think they ask for interest rates there. I think they ask for Benjamin. Just a thought. That is the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. Chatting this morning, one of my favorite topics. I just love marketing. I'm not a sales guy. I don't sell very well. I don't like to sell. I have people that do that kind of thing. I love marketing. Right? Get out there and chat about how we can help people and sharing information so they can make the best decisions for their family.
Totally.
So I love it when you come in here to share with us so we can learn more about marketing. So what are we going to talk about today?
We're going to talk about trend setting.
Oh, I've been told I'm a trendsetter.
I know.
I don't know about that, though. Okay, Deborah Sweet is in the house. Let's talk about trend setting.
We're going to talk about trend setting. And actually, if we have time, I want to talk about busting some myths.
Okay.
There's this statement that I hear a lot, and it has to do with let's build a six-figure business. And there's a really big myth that sits behind six-figure success. So if we have time, I want to talk about that too.
Okay, so six-figure business is not good?
Depends.
Okay. I guess we're going to have to find out later, right? I mean, that's the whole idea.
That's the whole idea.
Now, if you've got a six-figure bit, now I know how to create a six-figure business in the wine industry. You start out with seven figures. right? It seems to be kind of like buying a boat, right? Break out another thousand.
Yeah, we're not going to go that way. No.
Okay, we want to go to the positives. Okay, so let's talk about some trend setting.
Okay, yep, it was awesome. I love how, what is it, serendipity that aligns. So I was asked a question 2 weekends ago.
Okay.
I was in a little networking group, and the question that I was asked is, well, we were all asked, what are the trends that you're following? And I really thought about that. I'm like, well, that's interesting because I'm not following trends. I'm setting trends.
There you go.
Yes. So setting trends. For those of you that are, you know, I know that there's this mindset around marketing. I deal a lot of times with people. They know they need it. They don't like it. They know they need it. They don't understand it. They throw money at marketing because the next, you know, everybody, the next everybody says you have to do the next best thing that sounds like sliced bread, right?
Oh, you know something? I never hear that in real estate. They never look for that silver bullet at the back of every single conference that they say, I guess I can go and buy that silver bullet for $1,000 and I'm going to be rich.
Totally. Well, in the world of marketing, it's like every day you turn around and there's something else that you're told that you need to do this.
Sure.
Right? So I came up with an analogy. I'll do this real quick. So have you ever watched a fish swim?
Sure.
Okay. So the reason I'm going to explain this is that there are people that I talk to all the time when we get into this conversation of I need more business. That's the pain point. I need more business.
Okay.
I need more customers. I get it. Everybody wants that, right? But the question is how? What's the right how for you? So when people are knocking on your door and they're trying to sell you the next best thing because it's the hottest, newest trend, right? I'm stepping in front saying, wait, before you jump onto that next trend wagon, let's make sure it's the right fit for you. And sometimes the current trend that I'm leading my clients to is not what everybody else is promoting. In fact, it can be a little counterintuitive. So how does the fish come in? Think about if, so Ron, explain to me a fish. How does a fish swim from like head to tail? What does it look like?
I guess they just start wiggling. I mean, I got their fins.
Imagine it for a second. What does the head look like on the fish when it's swimming?
Oh, boy, the mouth is opening and moving, and the gills are flapping a little bit, bringing some air in there. The tail is wagging.
Right. So is the head moving fast or slow, usually?
I don't know. Never thought about that.
I'm asking you to think about it. For all of you listening in, think about this. You'll get it.
So the head's probably moving fast.
Not always. Usually the head is moving kind of slow.
Okay.
Cause it
shows what I know about fish.
That's all right. So right, you're going to learn something today, right?
See, the fish I usually think about are the ones that are on my plate. That's how I beat anorexia. Right? They don't. The head's gone, hopefully.
They're not moving.
Exactly. Those aren't moving at all.
Well,
that's right.
So, okay. So the fish of the head is usually moving kind of slow because it's choosing the direction it's going to move in.
Okay.
Right? How about the middle of the fish, the mid-body of the fish? How would that wiggle?
I don't think that moves at all, does it?
It moves a little bit.
A little bit, okay.
A little bit to the left, a little bit to the right.
You might want to get this buzzer out here because obviously I'm not doing very well on this quiz.
It's all right. Most people get it. You're hanging in there. So then let's talk about the tail. The tail is usually what's flipping really fast, right?
Right.
All right. So how does this relate to marketing? How does this relate to trends?
I was going to ask you that.
Great. I'm going to explain it. So in marketing, in the world of marketing, there are things that are tried and true, and they're tested, and they're proven, and that's the head. There are things that you should always have.
Okay.
And this is where I start to sit down with my clients, and we're gonna map out what are the things that are tried, true, tested, and proven that you absolutely should be doing. And part of that starts with.
Okay, so before you get too far.
Yeah.
So what we want you to do, if whatever business you're in, think about your business.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And what is tried and true in your business? Because I don't know your business. Deborah doesn't know your business because we don't even know who you are right now. Right? So tell us, just think about that for yourself. In real estate, what is it? If you're in counseling, what is it? Right? What is your business? Okay, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. So there are certain things that you should always do. And a lot of times I hear people say, well, I'm bored about that. I'm so tired of looking at this blank, right? And
sure.
I'll ask them, does it work for you? Well, yeah, then you need to keep using it. It's tried and true. It works. So then when we get into the next level of marketing, there are things that used to be trendy, i.e. things like Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, right? When they first came on board, when we first heard about them, there was a lot of flutter. It was like the tail of the fish. So all the trendy things are the tail of the fish. But some things tend to land into being, yes, this has now become part of what we should do, but does it mean that you have to do everything? Not every business needs to be on Twitter. Not every business needs to be on Facebook. If your clients are better found in LinkedIn, then why are you marketing and advertising on Facebook?
Sure.
It can't be effective, right?
Yeah, I can't imagine why somebody would be wanting to sell Depends on Instagram, right? The elder people, that's where the kids are. The kids aren't using that product.
You got it. And so here's why I'm talking about this in trend setting is that the flutter and the flurry that I tend to hear a lot of when I meet people is, oh my gosh, I need more business. I have to get on social media. And sometimes there are myths that sit behind this that don't connect you to your right audience. And if you invest or spend money there, but you're never going to connect with your audience, then that's not good business, right? So trend setting, there are certain things that are going on, and my job is to watch the trends and move my clients ahead of them. And so one of the things that we're actually doing a lot of right now is actually what we can call old school marketing, a lot of offline marketing. So Ron, I know in your world and realtors and stuff back in the day, right, direct mail, door hangers, good old fashioned canvassing, getting back out, meeting and greeting, getting, you know, farming networks, things like that. For listeners, whether you're in real estate, you know what? Let's get out and start doing it again. If you're not in real estate, but you need to work with those homeowners, it's time to get face-to-face. And if you're not in real estate, if you're in retail, there's certain things that you can do and should do that doesn't necessarily follow what a lot of the people selling advertising and selling marketing are telling you to do. Doesn't mean that it's all bad. It just means, like, you might need advertising, but it's a matter of where. That's my point. Is I'm encouraging your listeners to not just give in real quick to the next person who's selling advertising until you know, does this align, and will it align with my business growth goals? How does it support the long-lasting trends? And is it going to be effective for me?
So I want to find out from you, because one of the things I'm hearing a lot is, you know, we've tried this and mm-hmm. Sergio, you're right, it is a fishy subject. You know, there are certain things that are tried and true, but have we outgrown them? So we're going to talk about that when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. More with Deborah Sweet. Sweet Marketing Solutions is the name of the company. Also talk about a lack of inventory continues to impact the housing market. Personal financial trends you should know about. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Remember, if you miss any part of our broadcast, obviously, shame on you, but the replay will be available. Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal Housing Lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message. I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Good morning, Alex. Glad to see you with us. Hope you had a great weekend this weekend. Let's see if I can get some of these. Say get a few hellos in here if my computer will actually show me who my. There we go. Michelle, thank you for joining us. Joe, good to see you there. Yusak, good seeing you. Tien, I hear that you might be on the sly there a little bit. I'm not supposed to say that. Glad you're listening to us when you have time. I'm sure that it's on a replay that she's listening sometime.
Absolutely.
Right? Randy, glad you're with us. Vicky, glad to see you with us. Appreciate that. Let's see who else. Sergio, glad you are there. Kelly, glad to see you. Good morning. Hope you had a great weekend. Hope everyone's had a great Mother's Day. Let's see who else. Bobby Joe, David, glad you all are there. Brittany, glad to see you. Donna, Andrea, hope you had a great Mother's Day as well. Every once in a while, I'm referred to as a mother, but I don't think it's the same context. I'm just
going to say that.
Yeah. something I've been told that I have no filter. So some people, those that know me well, that there is absolutely no filter. As long as it's not going to get me in trouble with the FTC, we're okay. Real-time real estate segment this morning being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. The housing crisis finally in the rearview mirror as the real estate market moves down the road to a complete recovery. Home values are up. Distressed sales, that's foreclosures and short sales, fall into their lowest point in years. The market will continue to strengthen in 2019. However, there is one thing that may cause the industry to tap the brakes, a lack of housing inventory. Buyer demand naturally increases during the summer months, but supply has not kept up. Here are the thoughts of a few industry experts on the subject. Lawrence Yoon, chief economist at the National Association of Realtors, I quote, "Further increases in inventory are highly desirable to keep home prices in check. The sustained steady gains in home sales can occur when home price appreciation grows at roughly the same pace as wage growth," unquote. Jessica Launce, vice president of NAR, "There's a supply-demand mismatch. More inventory is needed at the lower end, and a price reduction may be needed at the upper end." Danielle Hale, chief economist of Realtor.com, "Heading into the spring, U.S. prices are expected to continue to rise. Inventory is expected to continue to increase, but at a slower pace than we've seen the last few months, as fewer sellers want to contend with this year's more challenging conditions. A buyer's experience will vary notably depending on the market and price point they are targeting. The bottom line, if you're thinking of selling, now may be the time. Demand for the house will be strong,
at a time when there is very little competition. That could lead to a quick sale at a good price if you are priced properly. I am seeing a lot of folks out there thinking that now is the time. They look and they don't realize that real estate is not a Powerball or Mega Lotto. Doesn't quite work the same way. You're not going to get the win a lottery on real estate. You've got to understand what you're doing. You've got to have a great professional helping you. You've got to properly market your properties. It's one of the areas I see on a regular basis that being a marketing guy, that people just don't market their properties. They don't think about technology and how things are going to come about. That's the real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by the Area Trusted Real Estate Professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Chatting this morning, Deborah Sweet is in the house. We are talking about trend setting. Now, Deborah, I wanted to chat with you. We got to this just before the break, or I threw this out there. People that are using these tried and true, so just using real estate, because we talk quite a bit about real estate on the broadcast, I still see a lot of people putting their properties in the newspaper, but nobody really reads a newspaper anymore. So they say, well, we've done that for the last 100 years. Why would I stop?
So you had asked me a question if, you know, there are certain tools in marketing that maybe we have outgrown. And, you know, as far as newspaper, there are certain people that still do read things like that. In fact, there are still certain people that read, ready for this, a Yellow Pages. A Yellow Pages.
Holy cow.
You know what my Yellow Pages are? I have a couple of books because they're still being produced, and they hold up my computer monitor to make them more ergonomic. Okay. However,
we pick them up on the front porch and put them in the recycle bin on the way in.
Yeah.
They never make it to the front of the house.
They were perfect for putting my monitor up. However,
I have to think about that, because that's a good inexpensive way of doing it.
It can be. I know, right? So why am I telling you this? Because I actually cracked open my Yellow Page book about 4 months ago. I needed
intentionally?
Yes, I did.
Wow.
Yeah. Now it's been a long time. So does that mean that you should put, you know, your listeners should put their money in Yellow Pages? Well, it depends. There's different reasons to do it. It always comes back down to who are you connecting with. So to answer your question with the newspaper, sometimes there is a reason to still put an advertisement in a newspaper, right? What I'm talking about, though, in general, for day-to-day type marketing, for certain businesses, there are areas where I see some of the tried, tested, and true, so I'm probably going to say something that a lot of people may not like, but I know my mailbox gets filled with, especially in the real estate world, direct mail. Now, is that bad? No. But if you're sending me the same cookie-cutter information that everybody else is sending me and you're not really talking to me, then it's going to be ineffective.
Okay, so that makes sense.
That's what I'm getting at. There are certain people where if you understand how to clarify, define, and really connect with your message, then it makes your connect your message, the why you, what makes you so different, and why people should work with you versus the 100 other people like you in the same industry. Marketing is all about clarity of your message to connect you with the perfect person that is a good fit for you. That's the magic in the marketing. So now we can talk about the tools and the techniques. And this is where just because social media exists doesn't mean your message has to be in social media everywhere. It can be in places. And in a lot of what we're doing right now, what I'm doing with my clients, which is the trend setting, is going back, and we've always been what's called an integrated marketing firm. Long before the internet was public, we did very comprehensive marketing plans that included multiple ways of getting your message out there. It's just that a lot of what I'm doing for my clients is doing kind of off the radar. Like you're not, all of our marketing isn't for our clients, isn't going just online. Sometimes it is going to show up in your mailbox. Sometimes it is going to be a face-to-face, because one of the other things that it doesn't matter how much technology drives our life and living, we're still human. And you have to bring a human factor in. And not everybody's on tech all the time. So I'm trying to say,
you know, not all 10 net tech nerds like me?
No, not everybody.
Okay.
No.
So I have a late friend of mine that used to say that is your marketing in alignment with your market?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And it's a big issue, right? I mean, because if you're talking to somebody, a professional, they're on LinkedIn. They're not, maybe they're not on Snapchat.
You're right.
Right? So it might be
and they might not even be on Facebook. There's a lot of professionals that I work with that I ask them, are you on Facebook? Oh, I don't ever go there. So, you know, I use Facebook and I use LinkedIn. I have different social platforms, but then I do old school things too. And sometimes it's those old school things that really bring it home.
It's fascinating that you bring that up. And I'll tell you why I find that so fascinating. You know, I'm old and I've gotten to the point of saying, you know, there's all I ever see in the mailbox is either a bill, which I get online, mm-hmm. or junk mail.
Right. But what if you were the person that had the really awesome marketing showing up in a receptacle that used to be crowded and cluttered all the time, and now it's completely available?
Right. And that was what I was going to get to, is the fascinating thing to me is I look at it and I just, the first place I go is if I go to the mailbox, right, the first place I go is to the recycle bin and just start shuffling stuff in there.
Right.
But the fascinating thing to me is I've got three sons, 30, 27, 24. 24? Yeah, 24.
Yes.
And they love getting mail. They're always going, they go to the mailbox before I do.
Yeah.
Right? So it's kind of fascinating that you're saying that is that market, even though they grew up with the cell phones and they came around after Al Gore created the internet, all those kind of good things. Right? But now they're looking and saying, wow, did I get any mail today, Dad?
Well, not only that, what's really interesting is I read a study the other day about the newest generation of millennials, right? Where they want the person-to-person relationship. So I was reading something about retail, going back into that retail experience, that face-to-face. They want to come into brick and mortar. And it's going to be very interesting to see how this current generation of millennials is evolving because they want that human factor back in. That
and you
really
said something that I didn't even know they even understood. Brick and mortar?
Brick and mortar. Totally.
Really?
Yep. They're wanting the brick and mortar.
Wow.
So for those of you that are out there that have a brick and mortar business, you know, this is, I encourage you to stay in the game, but to stay in the game requires really effective marketing. And so having that blend, staying, you know, trend, be a trendsetter, get in the spaces where, if all your competition is only online and you show up online in all these other places, you're now you have an opportunity to change your position and dominate the market.
That's a fascinating one to me. That is really good. Okay, Sonny, thank you very much. Yeah, they are hoping to get the traffic ticket before I get to it. I like the way you think, Sonny. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial market. Busting marketing myths. We'll talk about that one when we come back. Also, some personal finance trends you should know about. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Off-air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter @Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay will be available. Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-4502.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message. I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has these solutions for you. They are very, very in touch with our friends over at Blue Water Credit. So Credit Sanitizer, Blue Water, they all work together to help you get your credit report corrected. And I have yet to see a credit report that is error-free. They all have mistakes. I know, see, 60 Minutes came out with that garbage that said 20% of the reports are wrong. I'm going to tell you that they all are wrong. I've looked at many, many of them over the decades, and I've yet to see any of them that are completely accurate. Blue Water Credit, our friends at Credit Sanitizer, they work together to help you out. Personal finance trends you should know about. There are quite a few of them. Credit card debt is at an all-time high and still on the rise, according to the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. Are you in that same boat? I've talked about that. Debt consolidation programs. Student loan debt is almost twice as high as that credit card debt. I still say, and I unfortunately had to chat with my mother and my mother-in-law about this. College is not for everybody. There are a lot of people that can be extremely successful without getting into that credit card or that tuition debt, and they don't even need to waste the time at college, wasting it on themselves and wasting it at the school. There are certain people it's not for. Remember when people used to save? That's a funny one. Less majority of America, $400 problem. Blow out their tires. I have a friend of mine that blew out four tires. Pallet fell off a truck in front of him. He couldn't avoid it because of traffic on both sides. Blew out four tires. What would you do if you had that happen to you? Do you have the money set aside for it? Retirement goals, they're in jeopardy. Is there another bubble on the horizon? Maybe this time, and you heard it here first, in the auto market, right? There are a lot of cars right now that are in default. The average new car loan, $523 a month. $523. Yeah, that's painful. Think about that one. Home ownership seems to have hit rock bottom. People are finally starting to realize housing is the place to be. And credit scores, people are starting to watch them more now. Credit Karma, Credit Sesame, those are FICO scores. They are not legitimate scores. You want myfico.com. It's going to cost you a little bit of money, but I like the idea of getting that update every day, telling me what's going on my credit report. If there's ever a problem, I'm only a few hours away from correcting it or addressing it because I am proactive with those reports. Just a thought for you. That's the Your Credit Matters segment, again, brought to you by our friends over at Blue Water Credit. Chatting this morning, Deborah Sweet, Sweet Marketing Solutions, is in the house. Love chatting marketing. That is the world that I love to live in. And other people, and I follow my own guidance. I tell people, hire your weaknesses. I get out there and I let someone else do the things that I don't like to do or I am not good at. Some marketing myths. I hear you have a couple of marketing myths for us.
Well, actually, it was a six-figure myth. But marketing supports it.
As long as it's not a full-figure myth, we're okay.
Okay, so I've gotten up on a soapbox, if you will, over the last couple of years because of all the years I've put marketing plans together. We put marketing plans, we implement them, and then either companies are overwhelmed because they're not ready to handle effective marketing. They've never had it before. So they have to stop the cycle of marketing to figure out how to scale the company. Or I've seen too many companies miss the opportunity to convert marketing into a closed sale. So fast forward, I've worked with companies of many different levels, from startup up to multi-million dollars, right? And there's this mindset that I hear way too frequently, because when we run the raw data of most businesses, most businesses in our country they make less than $300,000, which that is a great accomplishment. So yes,
sure.
A six figure, you achieve that, that's awesome. But where there's this mindset myth that shows up is when you've reached six figures, that's it. And when we start to, so I'll do some simple math.
Good, I'm a simple guy.
Great, I was gonna say, don't test me on it. So let's say you achieve, you're newer in business, you reached your first $100,000, that's awesome. Woo-hoo!
Sales or income?
We'll just do sales right now.
Okay.
Right? So now you find that you get in that situation where you're a little too busy, you have to start bringing on another person. You've got $100,000 in sales and now you have to start paying somebody else. All of a sudden that cuts down what you get to take home, right? So we could run these numbers going up and up and up. And so why am I getting through this? I don't want to go through it the whole time, but I'm on a personal mission. I want to help more businesses understand how to not only develop effective marketing, but prepare their business to handle effective marketing so more companies can be seven-figure businesses. This is how we can continue to, bring good things economically into our local communities. And so when we get back into the myth busting and the trend setting, there's this massive mindset that I see all the time in businesses that have achieved that six figures. And part of it comes back to the marketing. I can't, I don't like it. It doesn't work. I've tried everything. And a lot of times it's because what you've tried is ineffective advertising and you don't have your goals clear. And like you said, you're trying to do things that you're being told because you don't understand the inner parts of what makes marketing work.
I'll submit that a lot of times people try to do things that they hear instead of what they're told. And the reason I differentiate that is I might hear that the millennial realtor is out there doing a lot of good things on Instagram, but I deal in the senior market.
Right. You're right.
Right.
Great
so,
perspective. I was going to say, yep, you probably do hear that often.
Right. So, and there's a lot of companies that they think that everything, and it's what you said earlier in the broadcast,
right,
is that people are out there doing things that might be new wave stuff, but they're in an old school business.
Right. And there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
In fact, I have people that come to me that are millennials and they're like, well, I need you. I need to hire you because I need to understand the old school ways. Because there's this massive trend, and I'm stating it here for the first time publicly, although I've been talking about it a lot, there that when you put yourself ahead of what all the tail wiggle, right, of the fish is, and you get yourself to understand what is the tried, tested, and true, and that is a significant plan with clarity of who are you and who is your audience? You've got that perfect match. Now we can start to bust through the myth. Now we can help you get your mindset clear.
So let me throw this out to you and see if I've got, if there is a correlation here. I talk to people all the time in investing.
Mm-hmm.
And we always say, especially as you get older, you want to have a significant portion of your portfolio in old school items, the Procter & Gamble and the mm-hmm. Ford and Bank of America, things that have been around forever.
Right.
And you might have, depending upon your age, maybe 60% of your portfolio in those things.
but save about 10% of your portfolio for an Uber or an Amazon or a Lyft.
Right.
You know, the flyers, like you're talking about the tail.
Right.
Is that the same concept?
Totally.
Okay, so put a little bit of money in something that is out there that's trend-setting.
Until you get your messaging correct, and until you see, does it work for me? Is this where I need to be? And then you can move it forward, and you can invest more into it if it's supporting your growth goals.
Makes a ton of sense. If you want to get more personalized information, we've been talking very, very general this morning. If you want more personalized information, well, that's what Deborah does for a living.
Totally.
So give me a call at 800-306-1990. I'd be thrilled to put you in touch with Deborah, see if she can help you out. That's why we share this information on a general basis here for you. Trying to help you out, make sure you set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, give me a call, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We will talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
Let's go out in a campaign.